The first one is Dekami. Whoever receives a prophet, whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet, you allow this prophet, you acknowledge that this guy's a prophet. If you do that, you will lay hold to the reward of that prophet. That's a powerful statement. You can think about it. But contrasting those two words, lambano, we have laid hold because out from his divine powers, we have laid hold to grace. And we did the song. Gary wrote a song, remember all those years, Grace for Grace, okay? And the four there is in many translations. Actually, the Greek word is anti, A-N-T-I if we're looking at it. Grace, like up against, on top of, grace. You've received grace so that you can step up onto the grace. Here's you got grace, but it's over up against this grace. You got to have grace to be able to get the grace, and you can only get that if you're laying hold to the divine powers that he has brought to you. And all of this sounds like almost too fantastical. Not necessarily too good to be true, but too much to do. You know, like, I don't look like that, and you don't look like that. I mean, Jesus looked like that if we spend time looking into the Word. I'm not sure how many people think Paul looked like that. But once you begin to see things like this in his writings and in John's writings, you begin to realize that those people were looking at something in a very different way than what we do today. And as I was thinking about these things, talking out loud to our Father about these things, just talking to Jesus, you know, I'll remind you of Luke 9. It said when the people came out, he welcomed them and he talked to them about the kingdom. And that's my attitude. When I come to him, I even say, you know, I know that you welcome me and you like talking to me about our kingdom. And I'm saying this is such a divine reality that it's almost past us to be able to see because, you know, it truly is faith. But once you look at it, how can the divine power of God be in us? Well, because he's in us. Well, I know that, but how come I don't look like it? How come, you know, you may not look like it? How come we don't see the same things? Well, again, it's faith, right? And I was talking to him about these things. And for me, I've been around this stuff for a long, long time. And I've been expecting to see things and experience things in a much greater, higher level for a long, long time. And I'm talking to him about that. And I say, I see this stuff. I know it's true. I hear you. I'm looking at it. I know it's true. But how can I continue to encourage them? Again, going back to Colossians 1, where we continue in cheerful constancy and long-lasting enthusiasm with delight, with joy, because you know these things are true. How long can you keep going without feeling or seeing or whatever, right? How long can you continue to believe something that you can't see when everything you see tells you it can't be? And my answer to you is I've been around long enough to know that there's things that I've stood for 5 years or 10 years or one right now, like 25 years. It happens. And I'm asking him, how can I give me some picture to give to them that they can walk out the door with, that they can keep and look at? I'm going through this in my mind. I'm standing in my office. I'm looking out the window. I sat down, continued to look out the window. I think you walked in and I said something to you. I was looking at the trees. All the trees out there and the bushes way down there. And they were all green and full of leaves. And I started chuckling. It was almost like, when did that happen? Because it was just a little while ago that when you looked out that window, all you saw was bare limbs, right? And you could see all the way through to the road behind because there was no vegetation, no leaves and stuff on all the bushes. And I started laughing because he was answering my prayer. Think about the leaves. You walk around and without even really noticing, they weren't there, they weren't there, they weren't there, they weren't there. Oh, look, how did they get there? Answer, how did they get there? They grew. How are you gonna get there? You grow. When you look around right now and you don't see it, don't say it's not true, don't think God doesn't love you, don't think you're not doing the right thing. Know that this is true and know that at some point, you know, I mean, obviously, whatever it was, a couple of weeks ago, I looked out there and you did notice little tiny buds on the tree, right? But it really, how did that become a leaf? You ever think about that? There's nothing there. It's a bare limb. And you come back a week later and there's these big, I mean, some of those leaves are the size of my hand and they're all over the tree. Where did they come from? They were actually there the whole time. They just hadn't formed yet, right? Because God made it that way. Listen, that's who you are. That's who you are. And you may look in the mirror and not see it. But that's who you are. And you'll look in the mirror one day and go, whoa, where did that come from? Because that seed won't be a seed any longer. It'll be a tree bearing fruit in your life. Thank you, Father, for these people this morning. Thank you for your word. These words are true. Thank you, Jesus.